This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. On today's program, the Fellowship's C.J. Burroughs continues sharing one of our Heroes of the Holocaust stories about a righteous soccer star.
Former Polish soccer star Tadeusz Gubetner took many risks to help Jewish people during the Holocaust. In 1942, he took into his home survivors of the Skavina massacre, a Jewish mother, Ludwika Abrahamer, and her 12-year-old daughter, Alina. A few weeks later, they were joined by Ludwika's husband, Solomon, who had escaped the Skavina prison camp. Tadeusz helped Solomon obtain a false ID card. And when Solomon needed emergency surgery on his eye, Tadeusz found a surgeon willing to come to his apartment and perform the operation by candlelight. The next year, informers betrayed the Abrahamer family. The Gestapo arrested them, but Tadeusz paid a large amount of money for their release. He then arranged for them to move to Budapest, Hungary, where they survived, later making Aliyah to the Holy Land. Tadeusz continued working for the Polish underground. He fought the Germans during the Warsaw Uprising of August 1944 as a Polish army colonel. During the battle, he lost an arm and a leg, and with wounds so serious, he died in a Nazi prison camp just 2 months later. In 1981, Alina Abrahamer, the young girl whose family he had saved, asked Yad Vashem to recognize the man who had rescued them. Tadeusz Gubetner was named righteous among the nations in Jerusalem, with Alina and her mother Ludwika planting a tree in honor of the brave Polish soccer star who had saved their lives. I'll share another story next time on Heroes of the Holocaust.
Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca.